The Migration of the Truthful Traveler, Prayer 22 through 28. Duas of the Sixth Door. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin rahmanir rahim, maliki yawm din yakin abudu yakin astain. اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين O Allah, beautify our outer appearance by your kindness and gentleness, and beautify our hearts with your truth, and purify our secrets by witnessing you. And beautify our spirits by making us consciously perceptive of you and experiencing your presence. For you have power over everything, and you are able to grant the desires of your faithful believers. Amen. O seeker whose goal is to verify the truth and who is following the religion of the unity, may Allah bless you with arrival at your goal and bless you with success in holding firmly on to the clear proofs brought through the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who pointed us to the unity of the real. May you be enlightened by the light of the Quran that discerns between truth and falsehood. May you surrender to the commands contained in the Quran that leadeth to arrival at the unity of the essence. And may you be able to avoid the prohibitions mentioned in the Quran that lead a person away from the unity of the essence. May you be able to adorn yourself with the Quran's hidden qualities, determined in accordance with the rulings and stories mentioned, so that you may be actualized by those references mentioned regarding the secret of the unity and the outpouring of the unity in diversity. May the one who is able allow you to master settling, baqa, in the one essence that annihilates all false and mortal entities and establishes baqa with itself. You cannot accomplish this except with the service of a perfect spiritual leader of guidance, who can help you reach perfection and guide you to Allah, because he is the extended robe of Allah from pre-eternity of the essence and eternity of the names and qualities. This guide is the Quran, which was sent down upon the best of all creatures. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "The Quran is the robe of Allah that extends from the heavens to the earth. Therefore, whoever wants to cross the waves of the ocean of the Quran to extract the jewels of certitude and gnosis, let him hold tightly on to the legal rulings with all their branches, which were deduced by the people of authentic determination from the manifested words of the Quran. The Quran is discipline for the vigilant ones who have himma and desire to prepare and purify themselves to receive the outflowing ocean of the unity. These are the ones who are receptive to what is sent down to them from the King of the Deep Passionate Love. The Lord of Unity protects them by the rulings of the law that establish the manners of the way for those who are traveling the road toward the truth and who strive to achieve this goal. The transformed ones who are drowned in the ocean of the essence and bewildered by witnessing his beauty, and who are completely by him and from him, fana baka, are him and he is them, and we cannot really talk about them. May Allah make us among the servants of the dust under their feet. O seeker who is determined to travel the way of annihilation, Manah, you must first purify your heart and secret from everything except inclination to the real. Make drowning and annihilation in the ocean of the unity your goal. This cannot be made easy for you unless you break the ship of yourself's false identity, which is not easily broken without difficult exercises and practices that involve fasting, staying up at night, removing yourself from the pleasure of the senses and from selfish desires, and finding your ecstasy in annihilation. Alafana. Be patient. Endure affliction, accept the decree, be content with Allah. When you achieve these steps and weaken your self-identity, it will be easy for you to break this picture and to be blessed with success. O Allah, beautify our outer appearance by your kindness and gentleness, and beautify our hearts with your truth, and purify our secrets by witnessing you, and beautify our spirits by making us consciously perceptive of you and experiencing your presence. For you have power over everything, and you are able to grant the desires of your faithful believers. Amen. Prayer 23. May Allah make us support those who are with Him so that we are also supported, and make us among those whose aspiration toward the real is set loose to follow Him, and not restricted as a favor from Him. Amin. O praiseworthy seeker, Al-Murid Al-Muhammadi, who is inclined toward the level of passing away, Fana, which produces the fruit of remaining in eternal existence, Baqa, as gratitude for your divestment that led you to your goal. Make contentment your companion in all of your states by the decree which passes. For everything that passes in the worlds of corruption is in accordance with the will of Allah and follows the demands of His desire in accordance with the beautiful, the majestic, the subtle, gentle, and irresistible revelations. If the Gnostic is actualized in the station of contentment, which is the highest level of servitude and slavehood, al-ubdiyah, then he saves himself from all additional causes or secondary causes, and no secondary causes such as pleasing and hurtful affairs or ecstasy and annihilation cause him confusion, because they are all passing away events and are secondary additions to the real cause and signs of distance from him. Therefore, you should purify yourself of all inner diseases such as conceit, hypocrisy, rebellion, and appetite, and you must turn away from those who are inclined toward the lower world. Do not seek their help or mingle with them. Reduce your share of the lower world and reduce your need for it to the minimum of satisfying your hunger and thirst and covering your body with a garment. As we explained before, you must discipline yourself, avoid laziness, wasting time, and be content. Beware of accompanying the people of appetite, and do not seek their advice, even in matters concerning your livelihood in this world. Live in this world as a foreigner, one who has no familiarity or intimacy with what it contains. Be like a traveler passing by who lives in it for a while and leaves it without settling in it. In conclusion, count yourself among the inhabitants of the grave and consider everything else in the same way. Die before you die, cutting ties and abandoning everything familiar. Know that many die the physical death, leaving the world with great sorrow and regret, but the Gnostic who dies before he dies experiences joy and ecstasy, at the time of physical death. And if he was to be returned to the world, he would be sad and may become annihilated from fear of that. Therefore, abandon the worldly life with enthusiasm and continuously seek guidance and benefit from the Book of Allah and the Ahadith of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as from the words of the great Shuyukh, which they understood from Allah's signs, from their following and striving. May Allah grant us gratitude for them. Be determined to turn away from falsehood and from words that imitators claim to be theirs. Those who are confused and astray by their deluded minds, which do not understand the doctrine of the real and the proof of certitude. May Allah make us support those who are with him, so that we are also supported, and make us among those whose aspiration toward the real is set loose to follow him, and not restricted as a favor from him. Amen. 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 Dua 24. May Allah make us among his worshippers who depend on him and put their trust in him and take Allah as their trustee and their guardian protector. And he is enough for them. O seeker who strives to pursue the way of annihilation, fana, and whose goal is to remain, baka, in the vastness of the existence, may Allah grant you his gratitude and guide you to, and us to reach this state and follow his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who he chose and purified from among his creatures to complete and perfect his creation. He manifested him in his image and created him with his complete manners. This is why he took him as his beloved and made him a spiritual leader and the seal of all the prophets. Hold on tightly to his garment of kindness and gentleness and follow his words, actions, and qualities. Aspire to reach the secrets he brought from his Lord, to guide the worshippers of Allah and to help them realize the station of arrival. You must also reach secrets of what he permitted and the illusions and signs he deduced from Allah's words, which came from Allah to him through revelation and inspiration in accordance with the purity of his receptivity. He was the mirror of the real's revelations, disclosures, and affairs. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the vicegerent of Allah on his earth as well as in his heaven. The saints have been receiving his, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's, words, meanings, and signs, and have inherited his qualities because they have followed his footsteps. May Allah sanctify their spirits. They have different levels of the station of fana, according to the knowledge given to them of the unseen, from the divine gifts and the compassionate breath of the beautiful and majestic revelations that manifest the all-encompassing divine perfection. In conclusion, you must direct all of your resolution and aspiration away from everything except the real. This is not made easy for you unless you follow those who have realized the truth and have been actualized by it through the stations of unveiling and witnessing, which lead to the station of vigilance. Try to benefit from their examples and inspirations until you master passing away fana from your qualities, which vanish, and you reach proximity to him and abide by the qualities of the real so that they remain in existence, baka. At that time, you can authentically declare not only with your tongue, but also with the tongue of your state, Allah is enough for me. On him I depend, and he is the Lord of the magnificent throne. May Allah make us among his worshippers who depend on him and put their trust in him and take Allah as their trustee and their guardian protector. And he is enough for them. Dua 25. O our Lord, bestow mercy on us directly from your essence and protect us from the suffering of the fire. O seeker who is searching for the real and has been actualized by his majesty and by the perfection of his sufficiency, he is the one who is not in need of any of his manifestations or makings, and who has power over everything manifest and hidden. The luminous reflections of his revelations extend into his creation in accordance with his names and qualities from the degrees of the sun of his essence. You must be perceptive of the qualities of the real in the existing forms and witness the manifestations of the creatures as they are in reality. They are the mirrors of the traces and revelations of the names and divine qualities. You should consider with sound reasoning how the low and high creatures in the creation are related. In reality, they both return to the true unity. You must consider the flow of the one essence into creation without rebirth or union, separation or connection, and occurrence or embodiment, and reflect upon the expansion of the shadow of the divine existence upon the atoms of the cosmos, extending onto the mirror that is non-existence, renewing the decreed without end and without even a temporary rebirth or opposition. Whoever reflects upon the manifestation of the real upon the horizons and in the particularized selves in the way described will be actualized in reality, and the unity will be unveiled to him regardless of the diversity in the creation. There will be no illusion of multiplicity of essences, for his essence has no multiplicity and is not in need of that. With this realization, everything other than the real will be lifted from the insight by which he witnesses, and he will not see anything except Allah in his boundless existence. Then he has mastered the station of the unity and will exalt the essence of as the transcendent, and he will experience ecstasy in praising and glorifying Allah and in submitting to him. He will declare by the tongue of his readiness and receptivity, "Glorified is your Lord, the Lord of might, high above what they associate to him, and peace be upon the messengers. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds." O seeker, who is searching to understand the metaphors of the Quran and who reflects upon the hidden signs that are concealed under the words and rulings which are concerned with disciplining the seeker inwardly and outwardly, and purifying his inclination to otherness, you must know about that which is within you and that helps the shaitan and his troops and commands you with evil. The shaitanic agitate you to force you to accept their commands, which will take you away from Allah and from sound reasoning in accordance with the justice of the unity of Allah, which is the firm, straight path to Allah. You must struggle against your commanding self, your nafs, and may Allah give you mastery over it, and may the real help you and grant you success to subjugate it under your authority and control, to overcome it and suppress its illusory demands. If you do so, springs of wisdom will flow from your heart and on your tongue, which pour out from the one essence that which Allah wants. This happens after he annihilates fana in you in him and makes you remain in existence by his remaining in existence, baka. And he becomes your heart and your hearing and your sight and all your faculties. Then the separated gather and that which was torn apart mends, the hidden and manifest unite, and the eternal and pre-eternal fold The first is connected with the last, and the concealed with the manifest. In conclusion, he has knowledge of everything, and there is nothing like him or with him, for he is the alive Elohai, the self-subsisting Al-Qayyum, the all-hearing As-Sami'a, and the all-knowing Al-Alim. O seeker, whose goal is his unity, may Allah grant you success in your journey and make you turn inward, make you turn toward your goal and arrive. You must have knowledge of the signs of Allah which he has sent to guide his lost people, those who have become lost in the vastness of his essence, existence. You must become completely perceptive and conscious of the overflowing of his one essence. Through the forms that are illuminated by the glowing light of his beautiful and majestic revelations that pour from his essence, in accordance with his unfoldment and disposition that extends from his beautiful names and glorious qualities. You must be aware of the beauty and the majesty of Allah within every atom of the universe and observe everything with insight and take counsel. Rid yourself of the darkness of doubt, denial, hesitation, and arrogance, especially with those who faithfully believe in Allah and his unity, but also with those who do not believe. This is because of the original decree which grants free choice and allows negating that the overruling of everything is to Allah. Every entity will eventually demonstrate its choice in front of the irresistible Almighty Sovereign and will be led to the fire by that which they have lost. O our Lord, bestow mercy on us directly from your essence and protect us from the suffering of the fire. Amen. Dua 26. May Allah make all of us among the people of guidance and certitude, and may he help us avoid confusion and deviation from the clear way. O seekers who are traveling the way and are eager to witness the real, through that which is manifest in the horizons and in yourselves, you must first purify yourself from the whisper of illusion and fantasy that are obstacles to your inclination toward the clear unity. You must polish your thinking from all unnecessary secondary causes which turn you away from the clear unity. Direct yourself inwardly to your Lord, who is the origin of your power and the source of your godly existence. Empty yourself of the lower self and the low characteristic of your humanity and from everything that passes away in relation to humanity, so that you have no feelings about what passes by you. In conclusion, annihilate yourself in Allah, remain existent by him, witness his noble face by his light, and you will gain the blessings and the joy of the garden, which no eye sees and no ear hears, and which no mind can imagine. O seeker, whose goal is to verify the truth that is worthy of obedience and following, you must direct your energy to nothing else except the real, and you must empty your heart from all that keeps it busy, away from a true inclination toward Allah. You must straighten yourself in accordance with the way of the unity. Beware of the two extremes of rigidity, al-ifrad, and flexibility, al-tafrid. Be moderate, balanced, because everything eventually returns to the demands of divine justice from him through the vessels and manifestations in accordance with their intuitive receptivity that follows the divine revelations according to his inclination, which branches through the names and the qualities of the essence. In disciplining yourself and purifying your nafs, you must follow the footsteps of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose innate nature is divine justice, and he the vicegerent of the divine law. You must turn away from those who deviate from the real, and his people, and deviate from the straight path. May Allah make all of us among the people of guidance and certitude, and may He help us avoid confusion and deviation from the clear way. Amen. Dua 27. May Allah make us among those who are aware of the teachings of sincerity and authenticity, and help us to avoid whatever contradicts that, for the real is the one who eases and grants success. O seeker who is praiseworthy, who believes in the oneness of God, and who is actualized in the station of the unity of the essence, may Allah enable you to be firmly established in the station of honor and mastery. You must rise above the blameworthy qualities that corrupt you and stop you from following the way. You must rise above hypocrisy, love of fame, and the tendency to harm or hurt others. And be careful not to claim superiority over anyone of your kind, that is, your brothers and sisters who pass by the same states as you and face the same difficulties. This claim is a characteristic of those who cover up and deny the truth and are ungrateful as a result of their insecurity, loss, and disappointment. You should adorn yourself with humility toward all manifestations and revelations, and seclude yourself from the people who love fame and rank. Adorn yourself with contentment and accept what is enough. May Allah make us among those who are aware of the teachings of sincerity and authenticity, and help us to avoid whatever contradicts that, for the real is the one who eases and grants success. Amen. Dua 28. May Allah, by His favor and generosity, make us among those who are firmly established and who have mastered the teachings of the straight religion. Amen. O seeker who is waiting for the blessing of success from the real in all of your states, may Allah lead you to travel the way of His unity. Use your energy only for the real, and purify your heart from all that busies you away from the demands of the One Essence. Have fear of your Lord and hope for His forgiveness regarding your actions through which you direct your effort for proximity to Him, and surrender all of your affairs to His will. In conclusion, you must remind yourself of the signs and advice of the Quran, which lead to rectify and prosper in both your worlds. Beware of turning away from the real and His people, and of turning away from the teachings of the religion sent down from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to clarify the meaning of His unity, tawhid. May Allah, by His favor and generosity, make us among those who are firmly established and who have mastered the teachings of the straight religion. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين آمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.